Welcome back to You Make the Call. It's time for our weekly segment with Lee Sterling of ParamountSports.com.
This might be the best week of the combined games. There was a game earlier this year, a week earlier this year in college football that had some really nice matchups, but four of them, the four games we're going to discuss, are all double-digit favorites, but they're still intriguing because of the names involved and some of the rivalries involved. And we start Lee Sterling, Paul Catalina. I'm David Smoke. We're live in Coppers Cove tonight for Midway and Coppers Cove. Alabama and Texas A&M, the Aggies, of course, with losses already twice this year, and here come the Crimson Tide.
Yeah, and here's the problem with Texas A&M, and I take notes when I watch these games. I keep writing average. Texas A&M is average pretty much in everything that they do. They also lost their starting running back a couple weeks ago. Kellen Mond just has not progressed. And their defense, nothing special. So they got to score some points to stay in this game. And against two top defenses, Clemson and Auburn, 30 points combined. That's 15 points per game. So let's give them 21 or 24. Alabama's defense, not quite what Clemson and Auburn's is, but I think Alabama's offense is unstoppable. So if they got to score here, A&M, got to get something out of their receivers. And top four receivers, none of them are averaging more than 14 yards of reception. I'm going to say, roll tide, Alabama, 48-21.
LSU and Florida in Baton Rouge at night. A bunch of liquored up Cajuns. Lee, you're going to be roaring. A bunch of Gators will come, as many as can get in the door, I'm sure. It's a big one, but can Florida, with Kyle Trask nursing that knee and probably having to play Emory Jones at quarterback to get anything out of that zone read, can they score with LSU?
It's going to be tough. So I think they're going to score probably 10, 13, 17 points. So that's the problem here. Kyle Trask, not 100%. If he's 100%, maybe you look to Florida. But at home, they're really good, Florida. You know, they rolled Tennessee and they took care of Auburn. But on the road, they were one play away from losing to Miami. Same thing with Kentucky. If we miss field goal, or else they go down in that game. I just think that Joe Burrow, being tutored by Joe Brady, I mean, this kid is, it's like he's playing 7-on-7 with a loaded deck. Things have just slowed down for him, and I think this is LSU's circle game. They lost last year in the Swamp 27-19. I think they exact that revenge. They pull away late. Give me LSU, 31-13.
All right, then Texas and OU, the 115th meeting last year, UT, kind of came out and punched Oklahoma, whose defense, of course, we know was just atrocious many times. They were physical. They beat them up. And then in the rematch, even though Kyler Murray almost brought him back in the first one, the rematch, Oklahoma got him back. Your thoughts about Oklahoma, 11-point favorite against UT?
You know, here's what's crazy. 82% of the money is coming in on Texas, and the line has not moved. You know, I just think they made a bad line here. This line should have been 6.5, 7 points. Oklahoma's offense, incredible. But Texas's offense is not far behind. Early Sam Ellinger, I mean, this kid just wills himself and his team to stay in games or win games. And now they're getting healthier at running back, wide receiver, and also at the defensive backfield position. And just think they've been tested more, playing LSU and Oklahoma State. We don't know if the Oklahoma defense is any better than last year. So, Herman, as everyone talks about the stat, we know about the stat, 13-3 against the spread as a dog coaching at Houston and Texas. But how about this stat? And I know Jalen Hurts played in the Iron Bowl, but first-time starters at quarterback playing the other team when the other team has a starter who started in the game last year, just 2-14 straight up the last 16 times that occurred. I think these two are going to face each other probably in the Big 12 title game again in December. This is round one. Oklahoma comes out on top 45-40, but give me some Texas in double-digit points.
The game will be at tomorrow. Lee, Baylor and Texas Tech. Baylor, a 10-point favorite against a Tech team that can score a little bit when they get hot.
They can, and here's what's crazy. You know, I'm sitting there in my gym, and I like to talk to some people who, you know, consider themselves sports fans, and went around and I said to these guys, you know, other than the power teams, name a team that's undefeated. And who do they come for first? SMU. SMU is kind of the story this year, but there's a bunch of other teams. There's Memphis. There's Baylor. There's Minnesota all undefeated. And I just think that this Baylor team here, as long as they don't turn the ball over, I think they're going to be okay. Tech needed five turnovers to come up with a 10-point win last week, 35-25. I don't think the receivers are anywhere close to what they were in the past. And the Baylor D, just so consistent, allowing just 15 points per game. Tech on an 0-5 run on the road. Make it 0-6. Baylor wins and covers 31-17.
All right, now we go from the college football to the NFL. Two of the great young quarterbacks, what Deshaun Watson's done, what we know Patrick Mahomes has done, although the ankle a little bit gimpy. Your thoughts about the Chiefs and Texans?
Well, yeah, he was not 100%, and I think that that really hurt them. I don't think they win the game, but he would have probably played better. The way to beat Kansas City, ground and pound, but I just don't think Houston, that's their game. Now, they did not give up a sack last week, but I think Kansas City is going to bring some blitzes here. That's the way you get to Houston, and Mahomes, it looks like he'll have Hill back, and Hill is maybe the ultimate deep threat. Once he gets the ball in the clear, he's almost untackable. So I think it's going to be tough here for Houston. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, but I think Kansas City will prevail 38-30.
All right, Lee, your game of the week, the Cowboys and the Jets from the Meadowlands.
Yeah, big game here for Dallas. They need to get back on track. You want to find out if they get it done, laying 7 points on the road to the Jets, just call 800-400-9741. First 10 callers get this game for free. You want to hop on board, now's the time. We call it not October, we call it Locktober. You can get 3 weeks of action from now through the end of the month. If you use coupon code SAVE100, just $297, and we're 39-15 on our top plays, 40 to 50 unit plays. We have another one going in the NFL on Sunday, looking to move up to 40-15 documented over the last decade. So use coupon code SAVE100, ParamountSports.com.
Thank you, Lee. Great stuff. Lee Sterling with us every Friday at 4:25, 4:30 on what Vegas and the odds say.